Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We were chatting earlier about what's going on in respect of the mining in Ladysmith, and we were very fortunate to be joined by an expert in that. Now we're going to be chatting to another expert who's also within the legal fraternity, and he's an attorney that specializes in criminal law and assists people specifically who have been arrested for transgressions in terms of mining legislation. And this is a massive topic at the moment. When one looks at what's happening with Zama Zamas in Gauteng, the Free State Northwest, with the gold mining, the platinum mining, when one sees what's now happening in Ladysmith, there's a major issue pertaining to the current legislation in respect of mining laws. Joining us on the air is Suleiman Omar, and as I mentioned earlier, he's an attorney who specializes in criminal law. Suleiman, welcome to the show.
Hi, sir. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Suleiman, great. And thank you so much for you joining us today, especially on this, the Youth Day, 16th of June. What are the legal implications that the illegal, and I say illegal in inverted commas, miners in KZN in the Ladysmith area could face with this new diamond rush?
Look, with all that's been going on in the KZN, in the Kwamhlati area over the past few days, there's a few considering in KZN in the sense that if you look on the news, you'll find people actually picking up diamonds from off the floor in the Kwamhlati area. There's a host of elderly and young people who are present at this moment in time. And it seems that members of the population from all over the country seem to be scattering, and if news reports are accurate, somewhere to an amount of 1,000 cars are parked on either side of the road where there's a gravel field, and people are a profitable opportunity considering the economic decline our country finds us itself in. What comes to mind when dealing with the legality of what is happening in the case is a specific piece of legislation known as the Diamonds Act 56 of 1986. Now, in terms of the Act of 1986, the purpose of which, if you look at the preamble of the Act, is to provide for an establishment of a board to be known as the South African Diamond Board for the control over the possession, purchase and sale, the processing and export of diamonds and matters connected therewith. I think when we're dealing with the KZN situation, we're dealing with matters connected therewith, and maybe even the possibility of purchase and sale, processing, being in possession of this specific commodity known as a diamond. If you just go on to what is, when we're dealing with this specific topic, it's important to note and understand, okay, what we ask ourselves, what is a diamond? And from a very general perspective, if you look on to Wikipedia, it says a precious stone consisting of a clear colorless crystalline form of pure carbon, the hardest naturally occurring substance. All right, okay, so the people in KZN are confronted with the situation. They go to Kwamhlati area and they find something on the floor and they regard it as a diamond. But now the specific piece of legislation that's put into place by our government, by the relevant institutions of the organs of state, insofar as regulating the specific conduct when dealing with diamonds is concerned, is the specific Diamonds Act. And now what is important to note is that before people would talk about uncut diamonds or rough diamonds, whereas now it's regarded in terms of the definitions of the Diamonds Act as unpolished diamonds. If you look at the schedule of the Diamonds Act insofar as the definition is concerned.
Can these people be prosecuted that are on the ground? And do you think that this could be the catalyst that leads to far-reaching changes that are needed in terms of bringing our mining legislation in line with our constitution?
Look, ultimately, from the onset, can people be prosecuted insofar as this is concerned? The regulations and the provisions of the Diamond Act entail that they can be prosecuted. And the danger is that if one goes onto the different media platform and looks at what's going on over there, you get these people who are interviewing themselves and actually admitting to having committed a crime in the sense that they say that I found the diamond, I sold it for so much amount of money, and I'm looking forward to perhaps finding more. So in this instance here, the provisions of the Diamonds Act does criminalize a specific conduct insofar as the people who are allowed to mine these diamonds, insofar as mining itself is concerned, there's legislation that regulates that specific conduct. Insofar as in the general sense, it is a general difficulty in going about becoming owner of something you regard as a diamond that you pick up on the ground. Insofar as the constitutional aspect is concerned, in a sense that we're dealing with the provisions in the Bill of Rights, which state that to my revision, it states that all minerals underground belong to the people of South Africa. Then you have the specific piece of legislation that says the state is the owner of all minerals that are underground. So obviously there's this lacuna in the law that would have to be later addressed, in the sense that if you look at the date of the Diamonds Act being 1986, before apartheid was actually abolished and democracy came into play, in a sense that we're dealing with 1994. We're dealing with a piece of legislation that might need redress, in the sense that from a constitutional perspective, where it says that it belongs to all people, and you look at it from the specific piece of legislation that says that the state is the owner of all the minerals underground. And to take the discussion further in defining what is the state, there is actually no definition in case law or in the constitution insofar as who is the state. It speaks about organs of state, and an organ of state, if you elaborate a little further, is the people of the South Africa, people of the Republic of South Africa. But
so, Suleiman, when one sees what's happened in the last few days, not just with regards to the diamonds in Ladysmith, if they are in fact diamonds, but with the Zama Zamas in the Free State, we really need this to be a catalyst for change and to become all-encompassing. Suleiman Omar, thank you so much for joining us. He is a specialist in mining law, and especially from a criminal law perspective, to assist people.